If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Sour grapes, welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have our boots on the ground, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the Northwoods. And our lead this hour coming from the land of cheese for the second consecutive night. That's where the story is, in Green Bay, the Packers riding the ship. Had been through some turbulent waters to begin the year in Jacksonville against the Saints. And thanks to a lot of help from Jared Goff in the second half and the incompetent Lions, Green Bay got a blowout win. They covered the spread. And so Aaron Rodgers did what any quarterback would do after a blowout win. He took the day following the win to point fingers at the people that were critiquing his performance. This is after a cool down period. Aaron Rodgers said, you know what? I'm going to cool down. I'm going to double down I'm going to double down is what I'm going to do. Now, if you have not been paying attention, because you have things going on, you have a life, which is conceivably possible. Aaron Rodgers popping up on his weekly radio spot on the Pat McAfee show. And he said, just imagine I'm Aaron Rodgers. He said, it's absolute horse, we'll use the word manure, because for some reason we can't say the word that starts with S. I don't know why, but we can't. So anyway, Rodgers said, it's absolute horse manure to give a platform to people who have no idea what they are talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits, Rodgers complained. He said, people that have not been around me, that are not in my life, he said, I don't have communication with them, are not in the locker room. He was huffing and puffing while he was doing this. Now, using that paid weekly radio appearance with McAfee there, the bully pulpit, Rodgers was not done. Quote continues. He said, that chicken, again, he used the S word, so we'll use manure instead. That chicken manure, it's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this, and it's the same type of people. Close quote. All right, so let us discuss. The question, are you going to go thumbs up or thumbs down to Aaron Rodgers being beyond media criticism? Like, you know, which side are you on? So I'm going thumbs down. Of course I am. I'm in the media. Thumbs down. So my thoughts on this, you've got Italian opera, power play, and Bruce Banner. And we'll tie all of these things together. Now, A, Aaron Rodgers absolutely deserved all the criticism that he picked up for the opening of the season and also during the offseason. So the idea that that was somehow out of bounds, maybe in Aaron Rodgers' head it is, but for everyone else who's got common sense, that's not the case. He's, unless I checked, he didn't become the patron saint of the NFL. It's not chicken or horse fertilizer. It is absolute fair game. It is literally and figuratively, this can blow your mind, literally and figuratively, the job description of a sports pundit is to criticize performance when it warrants criticism. I know your mind is blown right now. Wait a minute. Even when you don't know the people personally, yes. Yes, we deal in the currency of constructive criticism, tough love. Aaron Rodgers did not take his job seriously. No, anyone that would think that is not the case, he's a public figure. That's how this works. It's not open heart surgery here. We're not putting your heart back together. Aaron Rodgers belongs at an Italian opera house. He's the prima donna. The prima donna. And that is, hey, listen, that's self-absorbed. If he was on a vessel in the water, it would be a canoe, a douche canoe. That's what he would be on. High maintenance. There's a term, misery guts, that would apply to Rodgers. Now, part B of this, we have been chronicling the blow-by-blow between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for many, many months. It's a beautiful mystery. It's been the underlying theme of the offseason. Rodgers attempting the failed hockey move. He was on the power play, and he was unable to score. And then he also went to the NBA roadmap, and he thought, well, hey, listen, if the NBA player is unhappy, they jump up and down, they complain, and they get traded. They want to change teams. It's no big deal. It's very easy to do in that sport. But in the NFL, it backfired. Let's go down the list. He wanted Rodgers, the GM, Mike Gutekunst, fired. Didn't work out. Used surrogates to plant stories in the media about his departure from Green Bay. Pending departure from Green Bay. Made an idle threat to retire. Skipped all the offseason practices to do Jeopardy. And very important, very important. Didn't work out with the receivers, as you know, most all NFL quarterbacks do. And when everything involved didn't work, the departure from Green Bay did not materialize. Aaron Rodgers was then forced to do the walk of shame back to Green Bay with his tail between his leg and his legs there, and limiting the power that he thought he had, right? Now, there's also the double-edged sword involved in this. I always get a kick out of it when people say, you can't criticize me, you don't know me, right? People kissing his hindquarters, the way this works, it is a double-edged sword because these same people that are saying how great Aaron Rodgers is, the fanboys who worship him, they also don't know Aaron Rodgers' mental state, his focus, or his work habits. So by Aaron Rodgers' own words, they should not be allowed to say positive things about Aaron Rodgers. Shouldn't be able to do it, right? That should be muted conversation. You grumpy goose. You're just a grumpy goose. That's all you are. Last word here. So Aaron Rodgers continues to be the poster child for passive-aggressive behavior. Pretty easy to read the room here. A zebra does not change its stripes. Aaron Rodgers is really good at maintaining grace under fire on a football field. But he's absolutely terrible when it involves the media. And the rub on this is that Rodgers loves the media. Based on what we're looking at here, all forms of media. He's omnipresent at consuming media content when it comes to sports radio, internet trolls, all the rest. We love that Aaron Rodgers is a closeted P1. That's great. Call up Aaron from Appleton. There's a line open for you, Aaron. You can call up and complain. Now, what he should have done here is asked Bobby Bonilla, the old baseball player from back in the day, to send him his old noise-canceling earplugs from when he was in the outfield with the Mets back in the day. Instead, what Aaron Rodgers does is he sulks in the corner, shaking, contemplating his existence before becoming Bruce Banner, right? And whatever, you know who Bruce Banner is, right? Under extreme stress from media criticism, Aaron Rodgers' body undergoes a transformation, and he morphs in to the Incredible Hulk. He's lucky that he plays in sleepy Green Bay. He is. He's lucky that Rodgers plays in Green Bay. Now, the NFL is a national sport, but the coverage is a wee bit different, and Aaron can't even handle it. He's playing in the smallest market in the NFL. The very end, you think about media epicenter, at the very bottom of the list would be Green Bay. He's off the grid. He's got a lampshade on his head compared to the glamour media-covered team. Now, the Packers are a national team, but they don't get the media attention that you would get in a few other cities. And so he's not in the epicenter of the NFL. And so that's actually something that's a positive note. Another positive note, Rodgers makes it very easy to root against the Packers. Unlikability. And you know he cares. See, that's the thing. You know that he cares about all this because he consumes the media and he's aware of all the things that go on. Reminds me of years ago, I got into a heated conversation with a baseball player who was very upset with me. And I pointed out in the conversation, I said, well, why are you listening? If you don't like what I say, you should just, it's an on-off button. That was back before you could listen on the internet, but it was just radio. You just turn it off. He says, well, I don't listen, but my family does. that was his response. He's like, okay, well, tell them not to listen then. And it's not that hard. It's a very simple concept. Very simple. And that Twitter machine, that represents 2% of the American population. 2% of the American population. So if you're praised, you're being praised by 2%. If you're being ripped, you're being ripped by 2%. That leaves 98% of the electorate that have not had their voice heard. Just remember that, okay? Just everything in context. Everything in context.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Piling up. That would be the injuries piling up. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have the stars aligned coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From deep in the cave, the Bat Cave, same bat time, same bat channel, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods, and we are glad you have chosen to spend time listening to us. We thank you. We know you have options, not many good ones, but we're glad you found us. So our lead this hour coming from Pittsburgh, PA, where the Steelers are off to a melancholy 1-1 start. They were feeling pretty good about themselves after beating Buffalo in week one and then got smashed by the Raiders in week two at home. And they are dealing with a bunch of injuries. I don't know if you heard, but football is a contact sport. It's a contact sport. It is a collision-based sport. And one of the injuries that we need to talk about here is the quarterback position in Pittsburgh. If you did not hear the news, maybe not. Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin revealing that Ben Roethlisberger has a pectoral injury. What happened? Roethlisberger took a couple of prodigious body blows in the week two loss to Lost Wages Nevada. Now, Tomlin was explaining to the assembled media that the pec injury will affect whether or not Ben Roethlisberger will be able to practice, but not necessarily play in the game. So he's unlikely to practice here as the Steelers prepare for a week three matchup against the Cincinnati Bungals. The Bengals are in town, and he said, Tomlin, quote, "We'd better be ready to be adjustable." Adjustable. Okay. What does that mean? Does that mean backup quarterback Mason Rudolph is ready? He's warming up in the bullpen right now if Big Ben can't go for Pittsburgh. So the question, as we discuss, is it time for the Steelers at 1-1 with an already dinged up Ben Roethlisberger to start stressing out over this? And I am shaking my head feverishly no. So feverishly, I had to adjust my headphones. So my take, you've got praying, Porky, and treading. And we will combine all of these things together, and those will be the tenets of this Maller monologue. Now, to kick off the festivities, the time for the Steelers to deal with Ben Roethlisberger has already passed. Right? They had the opportunity. The ball was in their court. They knew that this guy was washed up, and they failed to do anything about it. And you know it's bad when the overnight blowhard knows this guy can't play anymore, and Joe Fan, your baseline fan with a rudimentary knowledge of football, says this guy's washed up. But after a very brief standoff, they reached a compromise, and Roethlisberger played for a lower salary this year, and he was brought back as the franchise icon for a nice swan song. Nice swan song, Steeler brass, co-signing on the dotted line. So they knew what they were getting. They knew this guy was washed up. They brought him back. Every time the Pittsburgh offense runs out on the field with Roethlisberger at quarterback, they are praying. They are praying at the Temple of Doom because they are doomed to fail, right? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned every possession. 90% of the teams that go out on the field either have a veteran, savvy quarterback or a sleek, fast, powerful quarterback. They're dealing hand grenades out there, tossing hand grenades out. The Steelers are throwing tomatoes and potatoes is what they're throwing, and they're doing that against hand grenades. And Big Ben, listen, he's had his day in the sun. He's 39. Roethlisberger is, and he is now disheveled, molasses, and ineffective would be terms that we will use to describe the quarterback in Pittsburgh. Now, furthermore, this season is all about the culmination of a career in Pennsylvania. And this is one of the reasons you bring people back for the old swan song. And outside of a few rare and appropriate exceptions, it doesn't go that well, right? This is the wind down as we wind it down now, wind it down, getting to the conclusion. And at some point, Porky the Pig is going to come out with his trademark phrase, that's all, folks, just like that. Now, the eyeball test, if you look at the eyeball test with Roethlisberger, and we're 2 weeks into the season, that will leave you bug-eyed if you look at it. How bad is it? I'm glad you asked. Let's go to the stats. Let's go to the stats. Now, you have the eyeball test. The stats are the other thing. The key indicator, every key indicator is flashing, just like that, flashing. Like check engine light, check engine light, check engine light at the quarterback position. Ben Roethlisberger, 25th in quarterback rating. 25th in yards per attempt at 6.7 yards per attempt. He is tied with Jets rookie Zach Wilson in that category. How about completion percentage? Remember, Pittsburgh's running a dumbed-down elementary offense. A lot of dink and dunk. And Roethlisberger is completing 62% of those passes. 27th in the NFL. So he's not even an average quarterback. He is a below-average quarterback. He is in the bottom percentile at the quarterback position. That is the resume of an erratic quarterback who is becoming moldy. Right? Moldy quarterback. Is that what you want? A moldy quarterback? Probably not. All right, last thing here. So let's go back to Mike Tomlin, and he used the buzzword adjustable. Others have said versatile, right? You have to be versatile. You have to be able to do it. The better word here is malleable. That's the word. Better than adjustable, better than versatile, malleable. You have to roll with the punches. Now, Pittsburgh's not a playoff team. Does anyone think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs this year? No. Like, the Ravens will be okay. They came back and beat the Chiefs without a running back and a bunch of other people on that team. And, you know, the Browns will win their share of regular season games because they can run it down the throat of most of the opposition that they play. And the Steelers are right in that area. They are who we thought they were. They look like a team that's going to be right around 500 as long as the defense performs. But the quarterback position, rolling with the punches. Mason Rudolph, who is waiting in the wings, by no means is an upgrade. There is not a man, woman, or child that does not have the surname Rudolph that would say that that is an upgrade. He's also not a downgrade, though. And that's the rub on this. We talked about this the other day on the show. Coop asked me about this. It's not a downgrade. At this point, that would be a lateral move. It's like treading water. You know, you can tread water until you figure some things out. You know, some of the other statistics here, Roethlisberger's averaging 6.3 air yards. That's a relatively new statistic the nerds came up with per attempt. That is 25th in the NFL. For comparison's sake, Russell Wilson and Teddy Bridgewater are averaging over 10 air yards per pass attempt. So they're actually chucking it down the field. Tom Brady is at 9 yards per attempt, and Derek Carr of the Raiders is just a percentage point behind Tom Brady at 8.9%. But for the Steelers' offense, right, you go back to the basics here. For this to work, it's going to be imperative. It's obvious they have to get yakety-yak, yards after catch. And that's on Juju Smith-Schuster and Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson and the wide receiving core. If they do not get yards after catch, Roethlisberger is throwing the ball 6 yards at the most down the field. So that means to get any real yardage, you've got to zip past defenders. Now you got to go zig and zag to get past defenders. Now, 2 weeks in, Roethlisberger, in terms of quarterback yards after catch, they have a statistic for everything. They have a statistic on which quarterback has the most pimples on their ass. That statistic exists on one of the geek websites, I'm telling you. But anyway, Roethlisberger is 21st in quarterback yards after catch. And if you look at the tripod, right, the tripod, three ways you can win a football game, defense, special teams, and offense. Pittsburgh, there's only two ways they can win consistently. It's defense, special teams. And that was the formula. That was the recipe that worked in here we go, Buffalo, here we go, Buffalo. It also helped that the Steeler defense was able to twist the struggling Buffalo Bills quarterback all over the place there. Mr. Allen had some issues against that defense. But that's the formula. That's a formula that gets you nine wins, 9-8, 8-9, 10-7 if everything goes right. That's the top bar at 10-7. For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Cool.
Well, Ben, speaking of Andy Dalton.
Yes.
He was able to avoid serious injury, but his status for week 3 is it's up in the air. Now, if Dalton is not able to go against the Browns, do you think he ever gets his starting job back?
I do. And I'll tell you why. Because there's people that are cheerleaders for Andy Dalton in the Bears facility. and he would have to be chained to the bench. That's the only way he will not get back in. Justin Fields did not look good at all. Bears fans are in denial about that. Now it's his first game, and you give him a break on that, but he looked terrible. He was dreadful against the piecemeal Bengals defense, terrible ball security. So the Bears will be revolving quarterbacks the rest of the year. Next!
So Booger McFarland had a hot take on Monday night, saying that he thinks that the Cowboys need to run the ball more and that they need to do it with Tony Pollard because Pollard is their best running back. Ben, is he right?
Yes, if it is a meritocracy, Tony Pollard should be the guy. A meritocracy means people that are selected based on their ability and talent. Pollard leads the NFL 7.6 yards per attempt, small sample size. He's been the better ball player than Zeke Elliott. He should be the guy playing. Next.
TMZ caught up with Michael Irvin this week, and he told them that Micah Parsons is the best rookie in the NFL right now, Cowboys defensive player. Ben, that isn't that bold of a take at this moment, but do you think that would that could hold true all season long?
No, it's a couple of games. The Cowboy hype machine has no end, Koopa Loop. No end. How'd we do?
You pass, I guess.
That's a winner!
Okay. Like a C minus.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars.
Here's Ben Maller.
Let's welcome in our contestants for Password, the word game of the stars. We say hello to Cody, who's in Ohio. Hello, Cody.
How's it going?
Welcome in, Cody. Are you a wordsmith?
I'd like to think so. I don't do too bad.
All right. Very good. What do you do for a living, Cody?
I'm a truck driver.
And how's that going for you?
It's going pretty well. I've been doing it for about 6 years now, so...
Now, are you a local truck driver, or you drive all over the place?
Local. I used to drive all 48, but I got three daughters, so local now to spend more time with them.
That's a good move. That's a solid move by you.
Yeah, solid.
Got to see the kids. Got to see them grow up. I got you. All right, hold on a sec. Cody, the truck driver, you are going to play. We have Jim in Kansas City. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Welcome, Jim. Good to have you on here. And you are going to play our game. And tell me about yourself there, Jim. What do you got going on? What kind of work do you do?
I work at a country club. Just pulled in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah? Highfalutin big wigs at that country club?
Oh, yeah.
yeah. I got you. All right. These athletes, politicians, business people, what are we looking at?
A little bit of everything. Like I say, we got the politician, and a bunch of big shot lawyers and on and on.
All right. I'm sure you have some interesting stories to tell that you're not allowed to tell on the radio, but I'm guessing you've seen a lot of things and heard a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Let's play the game here. And hold on a sec. So we'll go back to Cody. Who do you want to partner up with, Cody?
I'll go with you, Ben.
All right. Very good, Cody. We're going to win this. And let's find out who... our guy, Jim, in Kansas City, is going to partner up with at the country club. Jim, who do you want to partner up with?
We're going to go with a winner, Eddie.
Boo! All right, let's get to the game. We have a list of words, and Cody, you were on first. And so please pick a number 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Let's go number 1.
Number one. A fine choice, the most popular number on the show. The clue is, how about inhale?
Swallow?
No. All right.
All right, Jim, let's go with oxygen.
Breathe.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, because of mine. Because of mine. You inhale, you're breathing. You're breathing when you inhale.
I told you we're going to win her.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Jim. You're going to blow the lead. You're going to give it away.
Well, luckily for them, Jim is back up now.
Yeah. Don't choke, Jim.
Pick a number 1 through 10,
Don't choke,
one.
Jim.
Number 10.
This is gonna be a bad one. That's a tough one.
That is
a tough one.
Let's go with jack-o'-lantern.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's a 10 points.
That's very difficult. Very difficult. That's so hard.
Ben actually thought it was on.
I was trying to psych him out, Cody.
You want to give
all
up
come
now,
on,
Ben?
Cody. Let's get back, Cody. Come on, right
wave,
now, Cody.
The
comeback starts right now, Cody.
It's over.
We got this.
Come on, Cody.
Let's put the board to number five.
Number five. All right, here we go. Let's go with... Oh, this should be easy. Let's see. How about Colt?
What was that word?
Colt. C-O-L-T. Colt.
Horse?
Yeah, there you go. Right back in the game.
Terrible clue, too.
Just like that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That's a great clue. Everyone knows a Colt is a horse.
That was a really good clue, Ben.
Good job. Thank you, Cody. Good job. Air high five, Cody. I'm giving you Cody's getting an air high five. Okay. All right. Back up, Jim. Don't screw up, Jim. Don't choke, Jim. Don't choke.
Don't choke. Don't choke right here.
What number, Jim?
Go number seven.
Uh-oh. Woo, that's a hard one.
No, it's not.
That is a hard one.
Jim, let's go with sweets.
Candy.
No.
How about, let's see here. Chocolates.
Dessert.
Yeah, that's it. We're tied. We have come back. The great comeback. And we are up again, Cody. Well, quickly, Cody, pick a number.
Despite your terrible clues.
Come on.
Number three.
All right, number three. This is for the walk-off win. Here we go. Are you ready, Cody?
Hurry up. We're out of time.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Let's go with treatment.
Medicine.
Yeah, that's a winner. The walk-off win. We came back. Don't call it a comeback. Cody.
I smell something fishy. That was.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a great win, Eddie.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.